Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're on ESPN, too. We're on your smart speaker. Say, play ESPN. You can download the app. One app, one tap. You should download the app. Anyway, download the podcast. Good morning, Harry Douglas. You're in for Key and J. You got to do the work of two men today.
Double trouble.
Listen.
Double trouble.
So we're.
But I don't mind, Max. You know that.
We're texting though. Harry's a worker. We're texting last night, you and I, during the game, and you know, it just had the feeling like a game that was going to go 13 innings, and then for me, sadly, it didn't. I was hoping it wouldn't because I needed sleep.
Me, both.
But it didn't, and that's because the Mets walked it off. First of all, I resent everyone calling this a sweep. If you sweep a two-game set, will you stop? It's either going to be 1-1 or 2-0, like every two-game set ever. It's a sweep, but come on. And I didn't like the pitching matchups going into this series either. It matched up well for the Mets, and sure enough, the Mets played better than the Yankees, and they won, and they deserved to win. The Yankees had a lot of opportunities in both games. They didn't get it done.
No, but it's crazy. I thought the Mets did a great job in that ninth inning of, number one, Escobar and Marte, the two guys that showed up in game one. But Escobar getting that double, right? And then Nito coming up and laying that bunt down to move Escobar over to third, and then Marte coming up and having to walk off and the Mets winning the game. But you talk about the Yankees. It was the same story for me in game one that it was in game two. They had opportunities, Max. They had a ton of opportunities. They left a lot of runners on base, and it's just like they just couldn't get it done. But you're going against one of the greatest pitchers that the game has ever seen in Max Scherzer. And let's say this. If you're playing Max Scherzer on his birthday, which his birthday was yesterday.
Yeah, just give it
leave
up.
Him alone.
Leave that dude
the
alone.
The man has a .82 ERA and 41 Ks.
Yeah, Scherzer was great. And really the key play of the game, what it came down to is Judge's up late, runners on the corners, and Scherzer, who'd been getting him out with that slider all night, that down and away, breaking stuff, got him again. And Aaron Judge, who usually takes the, or used to especially more, but now he's having even more success, thinking a little more pull, is a great opposite field hitter, and it looked like he was trying to pull the ball. He had no shot.
No, but it was multiple times that
Aaron, Harry Douglas at Citi Field.
Yeah. That was, Tuesday's
night game. On ESPN 2 right now.
Yeah, but it was multiple times in that game where Aaron Judge, and I think Max Scherzer realized he messed up the first time Aaron Judge was up, threw him a fastball. Yes, it was a fly out, but Scherzer was like,
that mistake again.
All he threw him was changeups and sliders the rest of the game.
Doesn't it seem like Starling Marte is a crazy clutch player recently?
Well, but I will say this. Two offseason acquisitions for the Mets in Escobar Marte.
Yep.
That's what you need when you're looking for a free agent player, a guy to make a difference and an impact on your team. It's moments like this, the Subway Series, when the Yankees had the best record in baseball.
Do they still? I got to look at that.
I don't think they have it now, though.
They might be tied with the Dodgers, or I have to look at the standings.
I think,
man,
especially
after last night. Yeah. Oh, you know, can I ever have anything? All I ask for is the Yankees to break the all-time wins record and win the World Series. I still might win the World Series, but no all-time wins record, most likely.
You want to know what made me laugh last night, though?
What's that? The Yankees are still 66-33. It's pretty good. 667 winning percentage, yeah.
When Lugo for the Mets came up the pitch, right? And he threw a curveball. And I can't remember, Max, who was it for the Yankees that was up to bat. But you know how you're in middle school and you're in high school and someone throws a curveball?
Looks like it's going to hit you in the head.
And you start ducking?
Yeah.
He literally made the batter look like a high schooler, middle schooler last night. He literally dropped to the ground, Max.
You know, the pitchers nowadays, and it's the way they use them, and it's the way they train and everything, but when I was a kid, Harry, if a guy had a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, if he could hit 95 a couple times a game, he was one of the harder throwers in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone throws it. You would see 100 because, you know, you're not going to be watching every game in major leagues, right? You might see a 100-mile-an-hour fastball once every 3 to 4 years. Like, if you follow the Yankees and Goose Gossage, maybe you'd see it once a year, maybe. Or Nolan Ryan, if you were a Rangers or Angels fan, or depending on what team he was on, Astros, Mets. You would see it maybe once or twice a year if you happened to follow a team with the hardest thrower in the game. Everyone in the game throws 100 miles an hour, and the breaking stuff is ridiculous. ridiculous. I don't know how these guys hit this stuff.
Well, I'm looking at Clay Holmes last night pitching, and you see 99, 98, 97 consistently.
Consistently.
Consistently, but that's the norm. That's the norm for baseball now.
It's nuts. Literally the norm. It's one of the reasons that Chapman has struggled, the Yankees' great left-handed reliever,
yep,
who the Reds signed. The Yankees and the Reds were vying to sign him, both of them signed him out of Cuba when he was coming up. Was he a starter? They use him as a reliever. And because once upon a time, he threw 105 miles an hour. It was so much harder than anyone had ever thrown. It was such an outlier. Now his stuff has diminished a little. Mm-hmm. Still a hard thrower, high 90s. But back then he was throwing 105 in a league where no one touched 100. And now he's throwing 97 in a league where everyone's throwing 100. So it's not the same anymore.
I'll tell you this. When you look at the Subway Series, if you're a baseball fan around the world, anywhere, and you look at a game like last night, you have Max Scherzer, one of the best pitchers this game has ever seen, and you see a guy, Aaron Judge, who's been the best player in the AL. Mm-hmm. Some people may debate Ohtani, but I think it's Aaron Judge. You heard Matt Carpenter being mic'd up and saying, like, if you're a fan, this is what you pay top dollar for. And we got an opportunity.
I want my money back.
On numerous – oh, yes. Aaron Judge went 0-for-5 last night. Max Scherzer struck him out, what, three times? Three times. On the same pitch, Max.
On the same pitch. Come
Slaughter.
On.
Slaughter, I mean, slaughter, slaughter, slaughter.
Yeah, to be fair, you ain't going to hit that pitch.
No.
Look at the late break. We're watching it on ESPN2 right now. It's so nasty. I remember when Scherzer was signed by the Nationals, it was like, you know, given his age, given the length of their deal, I don't know if that's going to work out. Usually you don't want to give a pitcher a long-term deal. Not only did it work out, he's on his deal after that.
Yes.
The dude, because like when you sign a dude like that to a deal that the Nats gave him originally, it's like you're betting he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. You're betting all that money that he's going to be one of the greatest pitchers who ever lived. And they were right. He's even better than they thought he was going to be. It's nuts. Anyway, after all this, Harry, forget about all that. Who needs to talk about that godforsaken game? Mets beating the Yankees. Disgusting. After Yankees trade for Andrew Benintendi. Out of who used to play for the Red Sox.
I know they're happy
fielder.
About that. I know Yankees fans are excited about that as well.
I like, and I think the more analytics get sophisticated, the more it confirms in this respect what we always thought anyway. You know how like, hey, pitching and defense win in the playoffs. And mm-hmm. You're like, well, hold on. Why would that be any different than offense winning in the regular season? Why would the play? It's just still baseball. And what they found when they really looked at it was, in fact, pitching and defense do win in the playoffs.
They do.
For various reasons we don't have to get into now. But analytically, in fact, that's the case. Not every time, but by and large. And same way, like you just feel like you need a little balance in your lineup. Not everyone can be a three true outcomes kind of hitter. I think that's true. Benintendi is an all-star this year. He's hitting 320. He's not usually going to hit 320. But he is a nice player. Reminds me of Nick Markakis with the Orioles,
yeah,
who came up as right fielder, but he's a left fielder. He's a good defender, a left-handed bat, contact hitter, not a lot of power given the era we're playing in, but just the right kind of fit on a Yankees club like this. I love that acquisition. Low cost, you know, good on defense, smart player, left-handed bat, which they need for balance. I just really, really like that acquisition for this team.
And they could have used him literally in these last two games. Listen,
yeah.
Giancarlo Stanton not being in the lineup really hurt the Yankees. But a guy like Benintendi could have really been used. A guy who has 111 hits right now, which is seventh in baseball. So Yankees fans, if you want to know what you're getting a guy that's going to make contact with the ball. And when you have runners on base, that's all you want to do. Every swing doesn't have to be a home run swing. I got to hit it over the wall. Just make contact. Play great baseball. Make contact. Bring those runs in. Give your team an opportunity, especially when you have runners on base.
And what you'll notice in life, in work, in baseball, in sports, you need some diversification,
yes,
in your personnel. just by being different than a lot of other players. You can notice it on the Yankees. A guy like DJ LeMahieu, very valuable. Even Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who's a nice player. Now, if his talent was pitched a little higher offensively, mm-hmm, he'd be an even better fit, obviously, because he's not a great hitter. But he's a different kind of player than they've had, and you could see the impact immediately in a more diverse lineup. And Benintendi kind of brings that same kind of thing. By the way, he has not been able to play in Toronto, which means he's not vaccinated.
Correct.
He has a personal choice, this and that. But the anticipation is that he will now that he's playing for the Yankees, be able to play in Toronto.
Oh, yeah, because there's a possibility. You look at Toronto and what they've been able to do since firing their manager.
No, because he will now get vaccinated.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But he will be needed because Toronto has been picking up their play. Since the last 10, 11 games. So they're going to make the playoffs as a wild card, and you never know. You might get matched up with the Yankees.
All it takes for people to realize, oh, the safe and effective vaccine, I'll get it, is to play for the Yankees.
At some point, you may be
matched
up with the Yankees.
Go to all the unvaccinated people in this country and say, hey, you want to play for us? All right. So Mets pitcher Max Scherzer, and Edwin Diaz. Whew, that's a tough 1-2 to deal with. That is a tough 1-2 to deal with. We're the perfect pair shutting down my beloved New York baseball Yankees. How come it's the football Giants but not the baseball Yankees? You notice that? Well, I guess that's because there are more than one Giants. Perfect pair brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Back in the day, the San Francisco Giants, when they played in New York, when people said the New York Giants, you thought of baseball. They were the original power team in New York even before the Yankees. So when the football Giants came on, you had to say New York football Giants so people knew you weren't talking about the baseball team. No other Yankees, I guess. It was a stupid comment by me. What are expectations for Aaron Rodgers with Devontae Adams gone? We're going to get into that coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Harry Douglas in for Key and Jay. We're doing the work of two men, ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Anyway, Harry, I was dragging this morning, man, when I got up. That game was, I mean, it wasn't even, it could have gone into extra innings and gone a long time. Mercifully, it ended around, 10, 15, something like that?
Oh, no, because we would have had to stay up and watch it all because we led into it today.
But it's not even, see, here's the crazy, this is the great thing about working in this industry. I try sometimes to, in fact, last night I was not going to watch the game. I'm like, you know what? I'll get up in the morning and watch highlights because we get up so early. We got to get sleep. But what happens is I'm a Yankees fan, so I get curious. Or I'm a basketball fan if the game is on. I'm a football fan, Monday Night Football. You know what? Tonight I'm not going to be able to watch the second half. I got to go to sleep. And then remember, especially first half of the season, they were all close games. Mm-hmm. So just human nature, I'm curious what's going on in the game. So I'm checking my phone. And then I realize after a while last night, okay, I'm going to be doing this. I might as well just put the game on. If I'm not going to sleep anyway, I might as well put it on.
Yes.
Oh, it's rough getting up in the next morning.
Not only you, though, Max. I struggled this morning, too. And normally, you know, I'm walking in here like I'm
bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, like it was a struggle for me. I didn't get out of my bed this morning until about 4:40.
You know,
but normally, I get up at like 3, 3:15.
How does the working man do it? And I'm not talking, if you're listening, I'm not talking about if you have a career. So every day you might not love going to work, but you have a career, so you're there's something about the work that drew you to it, or your own abilities that drew. I'm talking about if you have a job.
Yeah.
Not a job. You got to make ends meet. You're like, I don't want to be doing this, but you got to do it. Most people, that's what it is.
Yeah.
How do you get, you got to get out of bed. At least we have this, like, we're going to talk about sports with our friends. That's pretty good. And you start getting going. And right now, if you're listening to us and you're driving a truck, man, I feel for you. Unless maybe you like to get out on the road by yourself, then that's good.
Well, you know, some people, they might want to get away from their family. Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh, she's annoying me. Or he's annoying me.
That's what I'm
saying.
Time
to get away.
That's what I'm saying. But man,
I got to drive to Montana today.
Because just because your job is not to talk sports the next day, it kind of is your job, yeah. Right? It's like, yeah. It feels like you don't really have a choice. You got to follow it because it's like what you actually care about. So you're still up watching the game late. You still got to get up early, only you don't get to talk about it for a living. You got to go drive your truck or, you know, flip your pancakes or whatever you're doing. I don't know. I'm telling you. I'm just telling you. I don't know how the working man does it. However you do it, you're a hero. I don't know how you do it.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Harry Douglas in for Key and Jay today. Before he took this assignment, he said, wait, can Max be in for one of them and I'll be in for the other? So we're each doing a job and a half. And I said, absolutely not. It's in my contract. I already work on this show. I'm just in for me. You have to be in for Key and Jay. You got to do the work of two men. That's the way it is.
Strong. That's why I lift all those weights.
Strong with a K.
Yeah, strong. Yeah,
that's right. Hey, so Aaron Rodgers is not going to have Devontae Adams this season.
Correct.
Now, for some reason, no other sports show or media outlet has ever noticed this, but I am the first to notice it, so we're going to bring it up right now. For the first time, you're going to hear now discussed on this program the fact that Rodgers doesn't have Devontae Adams, who's the best receiver in football. I don't know why this has escaped the attention of everyone else, but we're going to talk about it, Harry. What does it mean for like, is it going to be this? A lot of people, well, now he spreads the ball around, this and that. I got to tell you the truth, I'm in that camp. I feel like, I'll spread it around. They're going to win a bunch of regular season games. Let me see you do it in the playoffs, Aaron, because you used to do it in the playoffs reliably. I don't see that anymore.
Yep.
But I don't think the team is going to be a lot different. Is it going to be a lot different, or is the success going to be a lot less without Devontae?
I don't think it's going to be too much of a difference. You got to look at this team when they did play a few times without Devontae Adams. I think a guy like Matt LaFleur was in his bag and understood, you know what, I have to be that more dynamic. Even Aaron Rodgers, okay, I have to diversify this football that much more to different guys to pick up the slack from a guy like Devontae Adams not being there. Now, do I feel like Aaron Rodgers has to play at an MVP level? Yes, I do. But in saying that, I'm not talking about the MVP level that he has had the last few years. I would take a 30 to 35 touchdown Aaron Rodgers to 4 to 5, 6 interceptions. I would take that. I don't think that would win him the MVP award, but those are MVP numbers in my eyes. I would take that Aaron Rodgers. Here's the thing about the Green Bay Packers, and you have so many things looming with this team right now. When it comes playoff time.
Let's stop right there. Let's just make sure I understand you. You're saying that without Devontae Adams, as long as the touchdown interception ratio is still, you know, from another world, right?
They have a chance.
And so, but your anticipation is that the eye-popping touchdown totals and yard totals
numbers
will decrease.
The numbers are going to be down.
Okay.
And a lot of that has to do with the wide receiver room. Now, when playoff time comes around, because I'm expecting the Green Bay Packers to make the playoffs. In order for the Green Bay Packers to have an opportunity to contend for a Super Bowl, number one, that wide receiver room has to be solid at that point. You can't have a disgruntled Aaron Rodgers and not having faith in that group going into the playoffs. Number two, that offensive line of the Green Bay Packers, which they're going to lean a lot on this year.
Got to stay healthy.
They have to be healthy.
That's always been the issue with them. Excellent when they're on the field, not always on the field.
They have to be healthy. Now, the third thing in my eyes, a lot of people got to forget, it's not just about offense and defense. Special teams play a huge part.
And, got to be sound in the kicking game.
Well, and they were terrible last year. Now they got Rich Pistachio, who was the interim head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. He's now the special teams coach there. So he's going to play a vital role in trying to get that special teams unit intact. But they were horrible last year, Max. We've seen the block punt against the San Francisco 49ers. That went for a touchdown and also played a part in them not advancing to the NFC Championship game. And last but not least, I think that defense has to be elite, elite, elite. They have the pieces in the puzzle, but when you have so many questions about the offensive line being healthy coming into this season, about the wide receiver room, we know they're going to run the football. They want to run the football. Your defense has to be elite, and they have the guys to do so.
But when you say all that, I don't think you need any of that to win the division. Like, the Vikings are the only threat
to win
in this division.
Okay, but the Vikings are a good threat, though.
Yeah, okay, but the Packers are still going to go to the playoffs.
Yes.
Even if the Vikings somehow won the division.
I agree.
Packers will win. Even if none of that stuff happens that you said, Aaron Rodgers is good enough, he ain't going to not make the playoffs in the NFC.
Correct.
Okay. What we're really talking about then is what you just said, to make a playoff run, to start winning playoff games.
Yep.
And that would be the case, everything you said, with or without Devontae Adams, because Rodgers didn't win a playoff game this past season. Won 13 regular season games and imagine this. Well, what if Rodgers was on a team like the Niners, right?
Oh, right.
I don't know about that, because Garoppolo beat Rodgers and Rodgers had a lot last year.
I'm not going to let you do that.
Rodgers.
Stop.
Who played better down
Max,
the stretch
listen
of that
to
game?
Me, but listen to me, though,
who
Max.
Who played better?
Max, listen to me. If Aaron Rodgers is with the San Francisco 49ers, they're going to the Super Bowl, and they're winning the Super Bowl.
Are you sure about that?
I am.
Because I'll tell you what, Harry, I saw down the stretch of a game where the Packers had a very good roster, and they had Devontae Adams and the whole thing. It's not that Garoppolo played great. He made more plays than Aaron Rodgers when it mattered most. He did. So
you're telling me
yeah.
if Aaron Rodgers is on the San Francisco 49ers.
This past season? No, I don't trust him. And here's what's crazy about Rodgers. There was a time
There's no way you believe that.
I tell the story from time to time on the air. Ryan Hollins, who played 11 years in the NBA, worked at 710 ESPN in LA, and so did I. And so we got friendly, and he's over at the house one day. We're watching Packers Cardinals playoff game, right? And literally, as this play unfolds, right before the play in the fourth quarter, I'm like, okay, Ryan, you know, Rodgers is supposed to be that dude. Let's see you do it right now. And Rodgers escapes pressure and then throws a 50-yard bomb right into the hands of the receiver. I'm forgetting which one. And they call it back. He just won the game, basically, with a pass, and they call it back. So I said it out loud. I was like, okay, let me see you do it again. Right? You're the man. They called it back. Do it again. He did it again. And they scored. I think they wound up losing the game. But that was the last time he touched the ball. He not one, but two miracles. And he always gave me the sense that under pressure, he could do things no one else could do. And that included Tom Brady. He was just differently gifted. And I got the feeling from him that he was a clutch player. But Harry, what happened in recent years? LaFleur comes in. They win 13 games every season. What happened the first time Tom Brady's in the conference? They meet in the NFC Championship game.
Max, listen to
Rodgers was missing throws. Max, you know why they took the why LaFleur took the ball out of his hand at the end of the game?
Can we ask
he
the
wasn't
people?
Being clutch that year.
Can
that
we ask
game.
The people? Can we put it on social media on Keyshawn, Jable, and Max? Ask the question. If Aaron Rodgers is on the San Francisco 49ers, would they win a Super Bowl?
Well, let me ask you another question.
And we won't call it.
Let me ask you a different question. Did you once think of Rodgers as a clutch player, and do you still?
Yes, because I was on a 2010 football team that was the number one seed in Atlanta, and Aaron Rodgers as the last seed, they came in and beat us.
So I agree. He first half of his career, so I always thought of him as a clutch player.
I've seen it up and close.
I don't think of him that way anymore. Do you still think of him as a guy where when the chips are on the line, I've seen him come up short now in consecutive seasons. He lost to Tom Brady because he didn't make enough plays, mm-hmm. and then he lost to Tom Brady's successor, who Brady got shipped out of town, because he didn't make enough plays
the
in consecutive
brother.
Seasons.
He lost to the little brother.
Yeah, to Tom Brady Jr.
I'm still taking Aaron Rodgers on the San Francisco 49ers, and they're winning it.
Is he still a clutch player, yes or no?
To be determined.
What are the expectations for Rodgers without Devontae? You just heard that from Harry Douglas. His numbers won't be the same, but the results might be. But is that a good thing? Because the results haven't been there in the playoffs. Keyshawn J. Willimax is presented by Progressive Insurance. An unnamed defensive play caller. A brave, courageous, bold, and anonymous.
A loser, basically.
Defensive play caller does not believe that Patrick Mahomes is a tier one quarterback.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Do you still consider Aaron Rodgers a clutch player? Once upon a time, he was. 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. I don't think of him as a clutch player anymore. Now, a lot of people listening to that might think Harry Douglas, in for Key and Jay. He's doing the work of two men today.
Two? But I don't mind, Max.
Jay didn't let him talk yesterday, so now he's happy he got a word in edgewise. God, Jay.
I get to talk today. I'm so happy.
Look, a lot of people might hear me and say, well, clutch, come on. Just because a guy comes through in the clutch one time doesn't mean he will another time. And a guy you think of as clutch, that can change because maybe some people have, it's a repeatable ability to play better under pressure. But usually, sometimes you do it, sometimes you don't. And it just randomly happens to be this time there was pressure, this time there wasn't. Okay. I don't believe that.
I had time to think, Max.
Okay. For the record, I believe there is such thing as clutch players. It doesn't mean they'll always come through in the clutch. But it means some players are able to focus or relax or whatever it is when it matters most and sometimes exploit the fact that others are not. And I used to think of Rodgers as that kind of guy, and I have not seen that from him recently.
We haven't seen that from him recently in the postseason, which matters a lot, which holds a lot of weight.
See the clutch players.
But I will tell you, would I want Aaron Rodgers on my team? I would. I can't sit up here and say I would choose a Jimmy Garoppolo over Aaron Rodgers.
Me neither, but I'll tell you someone I would choose over Aaron Rodgers.
Who?
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, okay. I would.
Because Patrick Mahomes,
although has done it.
He choked under pressure too this time, but that's okay. Even great clutch players sometimes have bad games under pressure.
It happens.
But Patrick Mahomes is, you know, okay, this is a little game I play. You know, Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan had a baby. It's LeBron James, mm-hmm. right? Who your parents are in that little game.
A little weird,
depends
but okay.
on how great of... So Michael and Magic, you're going to be one of the greatest players of all time. Westbrook is Allen Iverson and Kobe Bryant had a baby. Still a great player, but it's not as though Michael and Magic had the baby.
Those guys
right?
can shoot. Don't do that.
But the point is that you see what I'm getting at here,
no,
right?
I got you.
Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre had a baby. It's Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
He is mobile, oh, wow. but not run first.
Yeah.
He's big and strong. He has an electric arm that reminds me more of Favre than Rodgers. Rodgers is a laser-guided missile. There was something about Favre's arm that stood out to me more. It was like it was electric, and that's what I get from Patrick Mahomes. And he has this thing about him, Mahomes. He's like Aaron Rodgers. He's Aaron Rodgers, but everyone seems to love the guy, mm-hmm. right? He's Brett Favre, but no turnovers. Mm-hmm. So if I told you there's a court, I could take Brett. I'm going to give you Brett Favre, and I'm going to take the turnovers away. Because you say, well, that's Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, but Rodgers doesn't have that same energy with his teammates, it seems to me, mm-hmm. the way Favre did. He doesn't electrify everyone quite the same way, even though he's a better player.
You want to know what I would do if you told me?
That I give you Brett Favre and took away the turnovers?
You see this blank sheet of paper right here?
Yeah.
That's the blank check.
Tell
me what you want.
They gave him $500 million.
Write what you want on this piece of paper. Sign me up for it.
So that's Patrick Mahomes. However, an unnamed defensive play caller.
Womp womp.
Remember from the article where it was like an unnamed defensive player caller says, doesn't matter what, Lamar Jackson will never be a tier one quarterback?
Don't be a coward. Put your name on it,
In that same article, an unnamed defensive play caller does not believe Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback of all time. No, he's not that. Is the best quarterback in the league? No, it's not that. Is better than Rodgers? No, not that. An unnamed defensive play caller does not believe Patrick Mahomes is a tier one quarterback today. This quote in Mike Sando's annual NFL quarterback tears story in The Athletic. Quote, we love Mahomes because of his unorthodox throws, not because of his natural pocket presence. And when that disappears, that is when they lose games. I don't think that is a number one. I think that is a number two. Nothing against the guy. I love the kid. But take his first read away, and what does he do? He runs, he scrambles, and he plays street ball. That's some coded language there, in my view. Street ball. What would Al Pacino tell Jamie Foxx in Any Given Sunday? Go out to the car and run to the right. He's trying to relate to the player from, shall we say, the inner city. You know what scene I'm talking about? You ever see? Yeah, right, of course. Great movie.
These folks are unbelievable, man.
What do you think about that? Listen,
they're unbelievable.
As with much criticism that for certain reasons you might not agree with, there is a kernel of truth in there. Yes, Patrick Mahomes often goes to his first read. Guess why? Because his first read is the best one to go to, right? And so he has a lot of success. He has Kittle and until recently had Tyreek Hill and Andy Reid is the coach. They know what they're doing. And by the way, yeah, he can scramble and make off-schedule plays because he has that ability. You want him to do that. And probably that is an area where he can improve. But you think that takes him out of being a tier one quarterback? The first time he started in the NFL, he threw 50 touchdowns, had a 4-to-1 plus touchdown interception ratio, would have, I thought, won the Super Bowl had it not been for a pre-snap penalty where Brady gets the ball back and he never gets to touch it again in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And won the MVP. That's his first season as a starter in his second year in the league. The next year, he won the Super Bowl and won Super Bowl MVP. He has hosted the AFC Championship game every single year, and every year is among the league leaders in QBR. That's not a tier one quarterback because he's not perfect. No one's perfect. What's going on?
Yeah, you're going to have moments here and there when you're not at your best, but Patrick Mahomes is a tier one quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is in the upper echelon of quarterbacks in the National Football
League. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback I've ever seen. He's the best quarterback in the NFL right now. He's the best quarterback who ever lived. I'm not saying he's the greatest.
And I won't argue that either.
He's the best quarterback I've ever seen with my own eyes.
But here, according to Pro Football Focus, right, Patrick Mahomes, since 2018, on throws past his first read, he has a grade of a 91, which is first in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He has over 2 yards shy of 5,000 yards, which is first in the NFL, and 39 passing touchdowns, which is first in the NFL. Sounds like to me that anonymous defensive play caller, obviously he doesn't have cable because he haven't watched the things that have transpired the last four
he's
years.
He's mad because he used to call defensive plays against Patrick Mahomes and probably got burnt.
Or Maxi Clinton.
Probably sitting there going, oh, it's because of that off-schedule play.
Does he have cable, Max? Because I don't think he has cable. Hmm. Because he obviously he doesn't know about Patrick Mahomes. I don't even know if it's a play caller. I'll be honest. Because I don't know what play caller in the National Football League will sit up here and say things like that about Patrick Mahomes. He's not a tier one
Who's
quarterback.
Who's in tier one?
Brady?
Actually, you want to know the truth? Tier one is Patrick Mahomes. Now let's talk about tier two. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert. Tier one is Patrick Mahomes.
I got all three of those guys.
Forget about that guy not having cable. Does he have eyes at all?
Eyes.
Does he have sight?
Best quarterbacks in the NFL. Guys I'd want, and not only that, but the guys I want on my team, given it's the same team for everyone, mm-hmm. right? It has a chance to win. I'll take Patrick Mahomes one, and based on the way that Aaron Rodgers has played recently when it matters most, I'll take Tom Brady two right now.
I wouldn't argue with that.
And then I might take Joe Burrow. I like Joe Burrow under pressure more than Aaron Rodgers. And by the way, Burrow is big and fast and accurate, and he has a big arm. People always gloss over that because he has moxie and he has this. He has it.
No, he has that factor.
That's all he has. Joe Burrow is legitimately fast. He has a legitimately excellent arm. It is accurate. He could throw the deep ball. He reads defenses.
Everything else you were saying, you were outstanding. Okay, you go overboard saying fast.
Look up his 40 time next to Justin Herbert's. Is Justin Herbert fast?
Why would I say Justin Herbert's fast? They're doable. They can get it done with their legs. That don't make them fast.
Oh, is Patrick Mahomes fast?
Fast to me is like from the quarterback position, 4.5, 4.6.
Okay.
That's fast.
I wonder what. You know what? Let's look it up. Am I going to have to look it up? Can we get someone in the control room to look this up? Isabella, look this up. Look up Joe Burrow's time in the 40.
40 time?
I'm going to tell you if it. For what?
4.9.
Never mind. All right. As I was telling you. He's mobile.
But you were going – you was doing great, damn. Max, until damn. You came with the fact. You went overboard a little – you jumped into the ocean with no life vest.
I just remember his time in the 40 being better than that.
No, but he is mobile, and he can get it done with his legs. He did it numerous occasions last year, and he also did it in the playoffs, too.
Let me just explain something to you. You can't call Joe Burrow fast. I think you should retract that because 4.9
get out of here, Max. I had to stop you. I couldn't let you continue.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a clutch player? I'm going to go on the record and say he was once a clutch player, meaning that not I saw one or two instances consistently on third down when you needed it, he came through. And in the playoffs, I thought he was quite good. I have not seen that in recent years. I think the reason that LaFleur took the ball out of his hands, he took the ball out of the best quarterback in the game's hands, basically, who won the MVP, and he put it in the hands of the greatest quarterback of all time, with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line.
On the line.
At home. They hosted at Lambeau. And the reason he did it was Rodgers. Look, sometimes a quarterback makes a throw that you say, well, the receiver could have caught that. But there's a difference between doing that and throwing a nice catchable ball, you know? And Rodgers was slinging it. And you say, oh, well, that was really on the receiver. Kind of.
See, that's what a lot of people don't understand, especially like when you're in cold weather and the ball is hard as hell. Like you have a quarterback that's throwing the ball 100 miles per hour and you're trying to catch a brick.
Yeah.
People don't understand. People, oh, come on, he has to catch the football. Do you know it's a -2 out here and it feels like a brick coming at you?
And Rodgers has always had, that's what I think of as arm talent. Not just can you throw it hard and place it, but do you throw it in a way where the receiver has an easier time catching it? We see this in basketball. How do you know when a guy's going to hit a three, a spot-up shooter? How did the point guard get him the ball, or that last pass to get to him? Was it nice in rhythm?
In rhythm, that's right.
And in the where he likes it, he's going to hit it.
Sweet
if he
spot.
Has to reach and get out of rhythm, a lot of times they miss. Same thing with a receiver. And Rodgers has incredible arm talent. He could put it in a breadbasket.
Oh, he can make every throw there is.
But I've seen in the playoffs recently where you go, yeah, I guess that's catchable, but is it catchable? Is it nice the way the receiver? Nah. Is Rodgers a clutch player? Alan St. Louis.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's up?
Hey, I've been having this question for years. Why is Aaron Rodgers always rated the number one quarterback in the league when he hasn't done what people say show up in the playoffs in over 10 years. Justin Herbert hasn't done anything, but he's rated more than Lamar Jackson, who's done more than a lot of, first three-year quarterbacks in the league. And he's like, people say they want you to show up, but then when you show up, it's, I don't know, the goalpost just moves for everybody. And it's just wild that Aaron Rodgers hasn't done anything, but he's the best quarterback in the league. It just confuses me.
In the playoffs. Yeah, I'll say this about Herbert. Herbert, it's the eye test, man. Like, you just got to give it up. The dude is without
everything
a flaw.
You want from the quarterback position. And I would say, I would even go on record as saying this. The reason why they didn't make the playoffs last year, I didn't think it was because of Justin Herbert.
Me neither. But I will say this, that L just brought it up. Rodgers, for the longest, I was like, well, look, Brady's got Belichick. You know, Rodgers got McCarthy. It's a little different. Mm-hmm. If Rodgers had what Brady had, he'd have went. If Brady's got 6 at the time, Rodgers would have had 8. No, I changed my mind on that. I think, you know, the first time Brady and Rodgers linked up, Rodgers couldn't get it done when it mattered most. And so I agree. And then last year they get stopped by the Niners and Rodgers ain't making plays down the stretch. I agree with what L just said. I don't think you just say he's the best quarterback in football because he has great regular seasons and a lot of talent.
But you can't ignore the regular season. When you go 13-3 the last 3 seasons and you win back-to-back MVPs, you can't ignore that. You can't ignore that.
No,
when your touchdown to interception ratio is phenomenal, you can't ignore that.
But Harry, same standard I applied to Steph Curry. Let me see you get that Finals MVP.
No, I agree with you.
Oh, he's a unanimous regular season MVP.
I agree with you.
So what? When it mattered most, LeBron got him, right?
Yep.
So what, Rodgers, you won? When it mattered most, Brady got you. Now, I agree with L. Like, go out the way Steph just was the best player on either team when he needed him most, so his team won the chip. Now, I can't say that anymore about Steph. Go do that, Rodgers.
Well, that's why I believe Aaron Rodgers has more to prove this year versus a guy like Davante Adams.
Yeah, well, of quarterback always got. And by the way, Justin Herbert, I'm with you. It's not his fault, da-da-da. However,
but the pressure's on this year.
However,
they better make the playoffs.
I'm not
this
trying
year.
To hear the division is loaded. It is.
They better make the playoffs this year.
You can't miss the playoffs, especially when a guy who was drafted in front of you in the same draft class, that dude just went a throw away from winning the Super Bowl. I'm not trying to hear that. And I up Herbert more than anyone. More than anyone. I'm high on Herbert. I don't think anyone's higher on Herbert than me. But if he doesn't make the playoffs 3 years in a row and he's on a loaded team, I don't care how tough the division is, get it done. Wilbert. Oh, no, so Mike in Maryland. You're wrong with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Harry Douglas in for Key and J today, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, how are you doing today?
What's up, Mike?
I'm great. Harry is so wrong about Rodgers. You were right. He is one of the least clutch great quarterbacks of all time. I cite for you 2 numbers, Harry. 1-4. That is Rodgers' record in NFC Championship games.
Yeah, Harry.
The only time he won it was the first time.
Mike, I know you actually listened to the show. Did you hear me say that Aaron Rodgers is clutch?
That was right before you said how fast Joe Burrow was.
No, stop, Max. I never said that Aaron Rodgers has been clutch, especially recently. I said I know when in 2010, when I played against him, when we had the number 1 seed as Atlanta Falcons, he was clutch in those moments because he came into the Georgia Dome and took us to the woodshed. Now, I did not say. I said to be determined. Did I not, Max?
Yep.
That's exactly what I said, Mike.
Yeah, I guess. You implied that he was so great that you would take him, you know, no matter what. I wouldn't. I, as a Bucs fan, I'd take Tom Brady 7 times and twice on Tuesday.
Yeah, under pressure. You know what? I often wonder about this. I see the other team messing up when Brady's on the field.
I'll take Tom Brady, too.
I see the other team messing up when Brady's on the field. I see, you know, when Kobe or someone like that was playing, the other team starts making mistakes. And you think, well, why do you give credit to the star when the other team makes mistakes? And I believe it's because Brady's team thinks that's the best player on the field. We got that guy. We're going to win. And I think the other team in some part of their brain believes that, too. And that's why I give Stafford so much credit for beating the Bucs because they had a problem snapping the ball. Brady's coming all the way back on them. He scores. They had a big lead. All of a sudden, it's gone, and Brady just threw a touchdown. And now, and it happened because of all the mistakes the Rams made. I'm like, yeah, because they're feeling that pressure. What you got now, Stafford? Your team feels it too. He's better than you. What you got now? And Stafford made every play, and they won the game. That's what I wanted to see from Rodgers. I didn't see it.
Max, I got to give you an example of that because I love to give listeners examples. So my last year, my last game actually playing, we played against Tom Brady and New England Patriots in New England.
Me too.
The 2017 year, right? And before, we were down 14-7, right, to the New England Patriots right before halftime. We forced them to punt the football. Fourth and five now. We're about to get the ball at midfield before halftime.
And they ain't punting.
We jump offsides on special teams and gave Brady the football back.
Let me guess what happened.
Guess what happened, Max?
I'm going to go ahead and say you did not win that game.
We went down halftime 21-7, right. And we did not win that game. We lost 35-14. But one little mess
why,
up like
and
that.
And why are you jumping offsides? You're trying to be too fine with it because you know that's Tom Brady.
The fine line right there. No one
Wilbur
makes make that mistake.
In Long Island, is Rodgers still clutch?
Yes.
All right, you got to turn down your radio, Wilbur. Just talk to us on the phone, or else we're going to hear the echo the whole time. There you go. So he's still clutch? All right, too much echo. Wilbert does not get to be on the radio today.
We tried. Yeah, Wilbert's fired. Sorry, Wilbert, you're out.
We tried, Wilbert.
Jose and, oh no, Trosky in Atlanta, in Alabama. Trosky, what's going on?
Hey, what up, Max?
How are you?
Hey, Harry, man, I've been a big fan of yours, man, ever since you've been on 92.9 The Game at ATL, man.
I
love your stuff, man.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that a lot, man.
Hey, but I'm with you, Max. When you're right, you're right, man. I don't think, let's just say hypothetically, let's just say Aaron Rodgers plays three more years. I don't think he could do anything in the regular season to prove his worth. No. Anything Aaron Rodgers does from here on out has got to be in the playoffs. That's how I judge it. But I agree with you 100%,
Max. In other words, he's already demonstrated everything a guy can demonstrate in the regular season. There's nothing more to prove. This is just like Steph Curry. Oh, you're hating on Steph. Time out. No, I'm not. I could see what Steph can do, but can he still do it when it matters the most? And the answer until recently was no. Yeah, he could still get it done sometimes, but he's not quite the same guy. And then this year, and by the way, he was trending in the right direction. Against Toronto, he had a couple games. Oh, look at this. And then this year's like, okay, it is my time. When it matters most, Aaron Rodgers, but he already has a championship. So did Steph. That's not what I'm talking about. Go get it done in the playoffs. I don't care about these regular season MVPs. Are we sure the Dallas Cowboys, by the way, will even make the playoffs? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.